A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. There are so many classic works of fiction that deal with father and son relationships. Reading East of Eden by John Steinbeck recently, I was reminded of the angst that often arises around the subject of what fathers want for their sons as they are growing up, wanting what they see as the very best. For example, they may want a sensitive son to develop a thicker skin, as Cyrus Trask wanted for his son Adam. So he signed him up for the military at a young age, mostly against his son's will. When Adam had a son of his own, he saw that his son would benefit by going to college, so he encouraged him towards that goal. That son soon realized, however, that college was not for him, and ironically, he joined the military. Disappointment, sadness, anger were often displayed in these family relationships. Jesus, too, suffered because of his relationship with the Father, for different reasons. For Jesus, his love for his Father was perfect and ideal. But temple elders were outraged by this. The filial intimacy that Jesus showed and proclaimed became the perceived blasphemy that cut his life short. As we look at our relationships with our own parents and with our children, we have the more mundane kind of dynamics, like those in East of Eden, because we are, after all, human, descendants of Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel. We usually alienate ourselves from our families by hanging on to anger and disappointment. How can we transcend this sorry state of self-induced misery and rise above our human families and frailties? The answer, I believe, is revealed at the end of this very passage when Jesus says, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." Jesus is the way, or the bridge, as St. Catherine of Siena would say, the bridge between God and us, between us and the light on the other side. As Jesus prepared to leave this earthly life, he promised us the Spirit of Truth to help us do that. He said, "I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you." He wanted us to join a new family, to become adopted into a new family as children of God. We know it happened to those followers who waited in the upper room, and we can depend on this for ourselves because he promised it. "I will not leave you orphans," he promised. We must stay awake and be ready.